Down to Brass Tacks. Remember, we are joined by our COVID czar, Mr. Richard Carter, and we are fielding your questions and queries as it relates to clarity or anything you want to ask or even make some suggestions. We have two queries in the break. One person shared that they went to a gas station only this morning. They are part of the essential services, given that they work for defense and security as a security officer, but they were refused. And then a second person went to the gas station, and the gas station is actually instituting the last name, and they are querying how could that be, and sent me the one person sent me the actual release that we would have had from the government, and it only speaks to supermarkets, fish markets, and hardware stores. Why would a gas station be refusing someone on account of name in a day like this? And then why would they not sell gas to someone, especially knowing that gas is such an essential commodity for a household? Mr. Carter, do you have any comment on that?
Okay, so the emergency management curfew directive that I just read from, before we broke, it does specify that the alphabetized system of service applies to supermarkets, fish markets, hardware stores, gas stations, banks.
Oh, it doesn't have that here.
So I'm reading from the emergency order.
That's probably the way that query came, because
This would have been provided to the gas station, so they are obviously consistent with the law. So it does extend to the gas stations as well.
Well, I hope the gentleman is listening, because he sent that via WhatsApp. Thanks for that clarity. However, though, the notice that came out, very helpful, very useful and beautiful to the eyes, etc. It doesn't have the word gas stations.
Yes, and I am acknowledging that the schedule that was sent out, the Shopping Made Easy or Listing Made Easy schedule, did not have gas stations listed.
Thank you so much.
So let me just very quickly go through what it says in the order, reading directly from the order, that a person shall only leave his residence to go to, and this is on the days of your alphabet, she'll only leave to go to a bank or credit union, a hardware store, mini mart, public market, including a fish market and supermarket, a gasoline station, and auto mart. And that is reading directly from the order.
This section, because I have it here as well, is 12 pages.
So if you go to the schedule, if you go to the schedule starting at page 8, so the schedule of the legislation is what spells out
The conditions under which persons may leave their residence.
And if you go to 1, it says bank, credit union, 2, hardware store, etc., 3, gasoline station or and auto mart.
But if you're out of gas and you have to travel to work a certain time, but the gas station isn't open at that time, so you want to go and fill up, the person said they're going to work for 3 o'clock.
This is not a perfect system.
Yes, it is.
It is by no means a perfect system. Nobody is trying to present it as that.
Yes.
We are basically trying to control movement in a public health emergency. It is not normal times, and therefore we cannot expect normal service, normal operations, and everything to proceed on the basis of what we had, what we had known before. If your objective is to reduce the number of people being on the road and to restrict persons to be on the road only on that day that accords with their surname, then it would make sense logically to include gas stations, which is something that people do on that day. So you do, basically you go out on that one day and you do everything, because were it not left for that, or if that were not included, then persons would leave on whatever day to go to the gas station, and then remember they got something to get to in the auto mart.
Yes.
Basically, the principle is to restrict your business to that one day.
What I am going to comment, though, and I think there's always going to be a certain level of loopholes. There's always going to be that. But there must be some level of, and the word isn't lenience, I'm looking for flexibility on the part of entities like a gas station who encounter an essential worker who wants gas. They shouldn't be refused.
Yeah, well, and just to give another example that occurred to me when I looked through this, persons of the Seventh-day Adventist faith are whose surnames happen to be S to Z or C to F would only now have one day as opposed to the 2 days. And that's just an anomaly that has happened because, or persons of the Jewish faith, we have a small Jewish community in Barbados who would not, if they're strict observers of the Sabbath, would not be shopping on Saturday. So, and that is another thing that, you know, has occurred to me as I've looked at this. So, you know, I'm saying and admitting here that this is not a perfect system, but we are asking persons basically to work within the system because it is designed to achieve the objective of getting people to be able to access food without having the problem of everybody being on the road at the same time.
Yes. I also had some feedback from another WhatsApper. I'm going to go to the phone lines shortly. And that person was comparing Grenada to Barbados, where there have been 150 arrests so far. And of course, in other countries, there have been several arrests. But I responded just to indicate, but we just don't have the resources. And you did make that comment in your opening remarks that the frivolity of some people, you didn't say it that way, but to just want to float laws, do we have time for our police officers to be putting themselves at risk just because? And we just don't have the time, nor do we have the resources. So I'm going to go to the phone lines, down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. There's two questions I want to ask, though.
Desire?
Yeah, at least. You can hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, there's two questions I want to ask. I take care of free senior citizens, right?
Yes.
I have my own shopping there. So it would be impossible for me to shop for me and those three people at the same time. The question I'm asking, if I could, like, could I shop with them and get their ID and go to the supermarket?
Sure you can, but my only comment there was, why would you say you can't? Because that 40 item limitation is only at one supermarket that I know of.
Right, but it'd be impossible to shop for three people at one time.
Okay, yes, probably if you don't have a vehicle to travel with all of those items, etc.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm asking if so like my shopping day is today, and I shop for at least one body today with my shopping day, and another individual shopping day is tomorrow. Could I not? They're not in a position to go to the supermarket.
Yes.
Could I not get their ID and go and shop for them,
Mr. Carter?
So this is an interesting question. It did occur to me as to whether or not someone would be permitted into the supermarket shopping for someone with their ID card, and I will have to check with the retailers to see whether they are going to permit or allow this.
Yes.
On the face of it makes sense because you are shopping on behalf of an elderly person. You will be presenting their ID to basically show that you are legitimately shopping on behalf of someone. I imagine that something like this would be permitted, but I would need to check with the retailers and distributors who have been charged with the responsibility of managing the system whether or not this would be allowed.
Right, because I shot for my mother yesterday, and the gentleman who I usually look after, related to my wife, his name is Hurley, so he's supposed to shop today.
Yeah,
and he's at home now. He was at home without anything at all. So I was a bit
I would suggest... Sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but I would suggest a quick call to the supermarket could solve this. Call the supermarket that you regularly shop at. Explain that, look, I look after someone, an elderly person. Can I present their ID at the supermarket and shop on their behalf? And they will let you know.
Right, because there's two who are supposed to shop today, one with M and one with H.
Yeah.
Two bites at the cherry. Remember, you have 2 days per week. Unfortunately, we had a bank holiday, and then Thursday was the end of the last curfew.
Fortunately, this was this one. He didn't have nothing at all. He wouldn't even be able to get to the bank.
Yeah.
So that was a bit difficult. But, you know, a medicine supply, you make a little bit till he can handle. His next shopping day is on Sunday.
Tell me something. Thanks for your query, sir. Tell me something, Mr. Carter. Would this still also be applicable to the village shops? Do you do that by name, or that's only for supermarkets? Because I understand, from what I gather, the village shops will continue to operate within their time periods, but these are really for the larger entities. Could you put some clarity there?
Yeah, so the just 1 minute, caller. The very last, if you scroll down to the very last bit of that schedule, it says this schedule does not apply to village shops.
Right.
Right. But you know,
so you could go to the village shop on any day.
Okay.
Right. But if you're shopping for senior citizens, there might be certain things that those people want that the average village shop might not.
Yes. Yes. Very much so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a bit difficult there.
So as Mr. Carter suggested, kindly make a call to the supermarket to see if they would be lenient, but he's also going to check it for you. Thanks so much for your call, sir. This is Dr. Brastacks.
Hi, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yes. I called to make an observation and to make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are certain category of people or age group that doesn't seem to understand the import of obeying instructions, or they seem to feel that the COVID-19 cannot affect them. Now, we have provisions the government has made. They have asked people to stay inside. Now, I live in the environs of Government Hill, Powell's Crossroad, and I am so surprised that on afternoons there are so many people, children, adults, teenagers, all on that pastor. They don't seem to be obeying, or they don't seem to think that they can be impacted, or they're impacted because they're not social distancing. And I would like a comment on that.
You can go ahead and ask your question, and then we will comment.
I'm just commenting because I think that something should be done to get these people to understand the importance of social distancing, and that they can infect the older folk.
Yes. I just want you to go ahead and make your question as well, and Mr. Carter will respond to both.
No, I just wanted to hear how you all would respond to that, because people don't seem to be obeying instruction or seem to know how to.
Are you listening to the entire program for the day?
I've been listening.
Right, and we have commented on it. I'm just asking you to kindly share your question as well.
Okay, just wanted to make that comment.
Yeah,
how would you all deal with that?
Okay, just a quick response. The law exists that allows the police to arrest any person who is in breach of the curfew order. So that the law is there. We spoke a little bit earlier about the resources of the police and the use of the resources of the police to be chasing down behind people to arrest them because they can't basically behave themselves. We really do not want to reach to a stage where we are having to deploy the police resources to do things like that. But and persons have been arrested, persons have been charged. You've not necessarily seen all of them in the reported in the media, but there are persons who are now at Her Majesty's pleasure as a consequence of breaking the curfew. And I suspect that there are more persons who are going to be arrested as a result of that, because I heard on the news clip that was mentioned earlier that will be coming up in the 12:30 news that the police will be strictly enforcing the curfew, as is their responsibility to do. Beyond that, we can do no more than appeal to people's sense of reason. And people's sense of, I've said before, even if you want to be selfish and think only of yourself, well, yeah, think about your own mother or father or grandmother or grandfather that you may infect. If you don't have any of those, think about your own daughter who may be asthmatic, that you may come home with COVID-19 and it doesn't bother you, but it triggers an asthma attack in a respiratory illness in your daughter, and then you're faced with a situation where that child could die.
Thank you so much, caller. You had a question. Okay, that question. Oh, the caller's gone. Okay. Dr. Brastax? Remember, we have Mr. Carter until the news. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. I want to ask a question. I am 69 and a half years old.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Would I be allowed to shop on senior citizens there?
No.
No, sir. Full stop. Next question.
Why you almost there?
You ain't there though. I almost finished that particular qualification, but I ain't there yet though.
If you were 17 and a half, you would but not be allowed to vote.
Exactly. That's your only question, sir? I take it that is. Dr. Brastats?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The acting Prime Minister has said that anybody entering Barbados would have been subjected to 14 days mandatory quarantine.
You called us already for the morning?
Yes.
Okay. Second caller. The voice sounded familiar. Continue. Continue. You dropped out. Dr. Brastats? Dr. Brastats, yes.
Hello.
We don't have a lot of time. You have 2 minutes.
Yes, I'll go quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mr. Carter, I appreciate what you all are trying to do. As you said, there's no one fit for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need a full experiment in time to understand it ain't working. There are a lot of people who weren't eligible to get things yesterday, and they can't go again until 4 days. And the same thing happened in the afternoon. What happens in the interim? Now, the second thing, the police have said in the paper, keep children off the road. But on that same page, Faith Marshall Harris, the children's rights UN's representative, begged to differ. She said you cannot confine children for such a long period without some form of activity. And they even said that they should have, listen carefully, a controlled activity on the outside at least once a week. So what I'm saying, you're having the police saying don't come out at all, and then they're saying on the opposite that children need that exposure, they need that space, so to speak, to burn off some of that energy. And they're listing a whole load of things that can happen, psychological, physical. I'm sure you must have read the article.
So I'm going to ask Mr. Carter to kindly wrap up in responding to the constant reactions from various people who have offered different options to what have been put down by those in charge. Mr. Carter?
Mr. Bino from A1.
Mr. Carter?
Yes, I'm...
Yes, I'm going to ask you to kindly respond to the caller. We're going to the lunchtime latest and we only have 1 more minute. Thank you, caller.
Okay, so in relation to the supermarkets, let us give it at least one cycle in which to do our review rather than reviewing after 1 day. On the question of children, the law is the law. If the law requires the children to be inside with their parents, let us obey the law, because that is basically the statute that will govern our operations.
Thank you so much, the COVID-19 czar, Mr. Richard Carter, sharing with us on Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks, we had some very useful interventions from our COVID czar, both this morning and leading into the afternoon. He would have shared with us where we are in terms of numbers, but one thing he specifically said about the numbers, and that is it was only not one number, and that one number we got on the 17th of March this year. Where we are in terms of the trajectory of cases, we still are with no evidence of community spread. We have 75 persons who have tested positive in Barbados. There have been 5 deaths. 15 persons have been discharged or recovered, and we know that recovered means they've had at least two consecutive negative tests within the last 48 hours. And then we have 55 persons still in isolation. The number of persons who have been tested exceeds 900. One of the issues is balancing the public health issue with the need for persons to eat and get about their daily lives. And you know that there have been a number of restrictions placed on us by the government of Barbados in this recent act. I have a copy of it here, and there are some pretty interesting elements in there. One that we discovered, and that is that gas stations are actually included in those entities like the supermarkets, the hardware stores, and the fish market, so that persons are having some difficulty. And at the bottom of the notice that would have come out says that the, what you call the village shops, are still playing their trade on a daily basis, and there's no specific limitation for persons based on their last name. So if you're living in a neighborhood and you missed your day to go to the supermarket, you can still top up on another day at the village market. People really need to stay off the road. That's the bottom line. And we've seen that the death toll across the globe is in excess of 100,000. And the reality is that the law is in place for Barbados. And Mr. Carter has asked that we let it work for at least one cycle before we start to review it while it is in train. And I know there are a number of persons who've shared their challenges with, particularly with being turned away from the gas station. And when you think about it, there's definitely a loophole there where I have a family of four, my gas, and I only have one gas bottle, and my gas would have gone today. My days for shopping might have been gone, or my time, let's say I had to choose Thursday and my gas is gone today, and I'll have to wait until Monday to shop again if I am a tea or something like that. And we really do need to exercise a certain level of what my suggestion was to that WhatsApper was maybe they can ask a friend who has another name to do the gas trip for them so that they don't violate the order from the government or the law. Those are some questions. One thing we heard in the news was a suggestion by the Democratic Labour Party for small businesses to start to get some of that stimulus so that they can, on a resumption of activity, because we don't know how long this stay will be, but on resumption of activity, what are some of those people are going to do, given that a lot of employees can file for NIS, but what about those small businesses who don't pay NIS or don't pay anything, and therefore they are themselves being hit a pretty hard blow at this time? And we've seen across the globe that there are numerous entities that are going to continue to suffer given the fallout from the COVID-19. And then secondly, I'm observing what's happening with the WHO and the move by the United States to pull. And I was thinking, I know we do have a mass, we have a number of persons who make a lot of comments about the leadership of the United States of America, some legitimately so and otherwise bandwagon effect. But when you think about the argument being placed by Mr. Trump, President Trump, as in he's making the point that the WHO, the United States of America, puts in excess of $400 million in that organization on an annual basis, and an entity like China puts $40 million on an annual basis, yet he's saying that China has more clout in that said organization, and that the WHO is not calling China to account for their, he said, this or misinformation, and for them taking too long, or for them not sharing the reality that this thing was bigger than they said, and calling it a pandemic before its time. Sorry, call it an epidemic at that time, but knowing that it was far more dangerous. He was making some interesting points, and in my mind, he who pays the piper, I mean, think about it. If I'm putting money in your organization and I don't have the same clout, I think I have legitimacy to pull out. But of course, there is a lot more in the mortar than the pestle itself. I learned that right here, Brass Tax. That is not done in the mortar, but than the pestle itself. So think about it. There's elements of geopolitics at play. There are elements of Trump himself just being Trump. And then there is some legitimacy there for sure. Where if I'm putting money into an organization, I expect that I can make a say or have a say at a time, a crucial time like this. So stuff is happening both locally and abroad. And we also had a caller in the break who wanted to know about those WhatsApps from that particular WhatsApp from SurePay, where they would have given the names of the entities that they have open. So I will share that with you before we go back to the phone lines. And there are just seven of them. Bridgetown, Barbados Workers Public Union, Credit Union, sorry. Barbados Workers Union Credit Union in Fairchild Street. There is a SurePay, sorry. This is a SurePay, confirm SurePay locations today, April 16th. And that's the Barbados Workers Union Cooperative, sorry, Barbados Workers Union Credit Union Fairchild Street, Jordan Supermarket, Fairchild Street, Bridgetown. And then St. Michael, Carlton and A1 Supermarket, Black Rock. Cell and Accessories in Chanel Supermarket, Black Rock. And then People's Market, Bridge, Tudor Bridge. In Christchurch, we mentioned earlier, Montrose Supermarket, Kingsland. St. James, Jordan Supermarket, Fitz Village. St. Peter, Barbados Public Workers Credit Union, Mile and a Quarter, and Barbados Workers Union Credit Union, Spitestown, in St. Philip, Emerald City. And the opening hours are credit union for the credit unions 9 to 1 every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, and then 9 to 4 every Wednesday and Thursday. And for the supermarkets, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And those would be the SurePays that are in the Massey supermarkets. I want to thank you so much for your calls thus far. We're going until 2 p.m. Remember, Mr. John Stout is the producer. He's the one who you would hear when he calls. The number to call, 434-1790 or WhatsApp 266-4862. I'm Lisa Gale, and we are going until 2 p.m., as I said earlier. You are on the air. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning, Lisa.
Yes, you're back. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah, it's my phone. I'll cast calling on, you know.
Okay.
It does get cut out occasionally.
Sorry about that.
How are you, my dear?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm doing pretty well.
Well, I am, you know, listen to me. To everyone that is trying to criticize the government about this and that, Ms. Gale, even the United Kingdom cannot get testing equipment. Do you know that? Canada cannot get it. Right now, I know.
They have it. They don't have as much.
No. Because they want a lot. Mm-hmm. They want thousands and they cannot get it. There are a lot of people who are self-quarantined home. Mm-hmm. The government, they cannot send anyone to, you know, unless they to go and test them too good. They have to self-quarantine for 14 days in a room. And if they've got family, they got to start the quarantine over again for 14 days. Just in case the family get it, I know why. Because I've got family that happened too. Mm-hmm. I've got family in the United Kingdom, a lot of them who's getting it, who are frontline workers, nurses, who are, you know, getting it, and they're not even tested in the United States. Because and my cousin who's a nurse, her mom told me, that she didn't even get tested because they don't have the equipment to test them in the United States of America. In New York. She's a nurse. And she has to be quarantined for 7 because, and then all over again because her son happened to get it. And Barbados is on top of the rest of the world. It's a small island like this.
And we do have some kinks. We do have some kinks as we've established this morning.
Yes, because we are on top of the world. That have this disease and the government is trying. Any government is in. I'm a rank B. And any government is in. And they're doing as good as this government. I'm going to praise them. Don't care what anyone tell me.
What the word rank B means, though, by the way? When you say that, what do you mean? That something smells? What do you mean by you're a rank B?
Well, I'm a rank B. So anyone know what I'm saying, going to say I'm only going to say it because my government is in. It's not. I tell the truth.
I heard you, but I was just asking. I just
asking you
what a rank B means.
Well, rank 1,000%.
So nothing that they do can be wrong.
No, basically. But again, now too, the government got to do a little bit more with these boys driving up and down and don't have nowhere to go, just want to drive in their car, up and down. You know, and the next thing is what I want to talk about, the gas, going to buy your gas. It shouldn't be on the letter because I've got one gas bottle, a little one, and I'm cooking my rice or peas and cooking something and the gas run out. You mean I can't get no gas nowhere?
Yeah, that one is a...
Oh, that one got to come off the with the letters. That is a no-no because it's not right. Many times I cannot get the direct gas where I'm living. So I have the little bottle. I don't want a big one, you know, because, you know, I want something in my house, you know. And my gas run out. My husband have to jump in the car to go to Redmond gas station to get my gas. You understand? And they got to take that off because I can understand a mother got children and the only one bottle they have and it run out. So that is a no-no. They got to have it that they can go and get their gas bottle filled. You understand?
Okay.
And the next thing I was going to talk about, I see now Trump is saying anyone that he said got to come out of his country and you don't accept the person is, your country cannot get no more visa to come to America.
Say that again, please.
Say now Jamaica is got to get some deportee the 21st of April. And if Jamaica did refuse to take them, there is no more visa. They cannot get no more visa to come to the United States. And that's what he's doing to every country now. That I don't think he's a normal person anyway. So that's what he's doing, yeah? And so look at that. Barbados order things from another country. It has to come true to the America. The American tell us they can't get it. Huh? So if suppose Barbados didn't get some things in time, we would be stuck in it.
But there's some things we didn't get in time, actually.
Oh, my God. Thank the Lord. And, you know, I'm saying, look at Canada now. Canada is trying to get all of the testing equipment and the one to make you breed, what they call it. You know what I'm talking, yeah? And they can't get it because America stopped the supply. The great America everybody wants to go to. Is that wicked? Is that wicked? Because Trump wants people to use the drugs he wants people to use to test on. To use you as a
anti-malaria drug. I hear you. I hear you.
You know, and
anything else for us? This.
No, all I'm taking, you be very careful here.
I'm trying to be.
Then. Bye-bye, darling.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling, Miss Winnie. Down to brass tacks. I have one thing to read here, though, and that is from the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training. And in addition, let me go back up to the top. Yes, and it regards those employees who are paid bimonthly. The matter is being put forward as a result of an employee from the education indicating yesterday on Brass Tacks that they went to the bank and they received no money. At that time, Mr. Price asked the ministry to respond to the concern of the employee. So this message is in response to that. Following an update from the ministry's accounting personnel, bimonthly pay slips were issued since last week, which is an indication that the Treasury Department had completed payroll for those employees. In addition, the Accountant General, Treasury Department, has confirmed that the transfers to the banks were executed and that there is evidence to show that the movement of funds from the Treasury's account to the banks have taken place. The Ministry is therefore satisfied that all efforts have been made to facilitate the deposit of bimonthly salaries and wages for employees to the various banks. This opportunity is being taken to inform persons doing or desirous of doing business with the ministry that matters pertaining to accounts for payments of invoices should be forwarded to accounts, spell the word out, accounts, @mes.gov.bb. general matters should be sent to registry@mes.gov.bb, and queries to should be sent to info@mes.gov.bb. Persons may also wish to visit the ministry's website for more information. And I assume that would be mes.gov.bb. And that was signed by the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training. And her name is Mrs. Betty Aline Headley. And that is today. So BrassTax does work. Persons queried things on BrassTax, and then we get responses. We got an official response from the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Education there that they did their part. No, if they didn't get any money, blame the bank. That's my takeaway from that. But I hope that you go again on your banking day and that you are facilitated. And sorry about your inconvenience. This is Down to BrassTax. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, you're on the air. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Yes, please, Ms. Gill.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Good afternoon. Go ahead. I can hear you loud and clear.
I hear you speaking, that's why you stop. I called to ask you another question. You can only pay the show pay bills according to alphabetical order, too. The first letters in your name and your last name.
I don't think so, you know.
Well, I called Shannon's just now. They are telling me that they are only...
you're serious.
Shannon's telling me in BlackRock, no, you call it out just on the radio, mm-hmm. that only with the other workers is that could get it changed today.
Essential workers. So tell me really something. Let's break this down. What is your last name? What's in letter on your last name?
O.
And you're allowed to do your banking today or your shopping today? Which one are you allowed
tomorrow,
to do today?
Tomorrow.
So where you want to go today for?
No, listen, I asked the question. Because tomorrow now wants to know if we get to the supermarket, because you all suggest 2 days for us.
All right, everybody has 2 days. But remember, next week we have May Day and we have Heroes Day. So there's some people who are going to be compromised.
2 days that my ex work with next week for the bank holiday. Friday and Tuesday's month. And then is the 2 bank holidays.
So let me just break it down for you, because you're asking some legitimate questions. You have both to do bill payment as well as shopping for the supermarket.
Yes, please.
And you have 4 bites at the cherry in the sense that, well, you don't have it actually because you have bank holidays, but you have half day on one day and then half day on another day, and then you have half day for the banking.
But the two days to pay the show pay that is given out in the papers
mm-hmm.
For everybody else that sends the essential workers for the supermarket
yes.
is Mondays and Friday.
For your O.
So this is what I'm asking. If we, being that we haven't, are you going to have 2 days out that I cannot work with?
Yes.
If I could have paid
your
my bills.
Compromise.
Yes.
And the closest place to you, is that Chanel's, or you can go somewhere else?
Chanel's is the closest to me.
And the number on the bill is O as well. The name on the bill, the letter on the bill is O.
So I'm not an essential worker, so I don't want to leave here. And then can I get these bills paid?
I agree that you shouldn't leave unless, but what about the post office? People forgetting that they can go to the post office to pay bills.
I am asking, is the post office taking all the bills?
You know, that's a good question, because
I got to
they did mention specifically for pension.
I have a bill that I pay at SurePay, my insurance, and I pay that at SurePay. If the post office is taking those, I can pay all my bills at the post office.
I'm being told here that the post office is accepting to pay bills.
All?
Yes.
Because they have an insurance policy, and I don't want it to crash. And I pays that at SurePay with my bill.
Yes. So the restriction is indeed applicable for SurePay as well.
So that means that I will be going down to the post office to pay 4 bills and still got to wait now to essential for my day now to go back out to SurePay.
No, you say that again. If it doesn't make sense to pay bills.
It don't make sense if I can only pay 4 bills at the post office. And the insurance there are not going to take at the post office. I will still have to go back out now a day of my own to pay that bill apart. general supermarket?
Well, there are some bills that you can't pay everywhere on a normal basis. What do you do in those circumstances?
I pay all of my bills one place, that is your pay.
And that's your pay. But in this instance, you have to add the post office so that you can get them on your day.
I can take the post office, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be in and out. I haven't went out since this curfew were called on us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am at high risk with diabetes.
You said it is a Sagicor bill? Did you say that
yes,
just
please,
now? Right.
Yes,
the person
please.
Said that you can call Sagicor and call
mm-hmm.
the hotline so that you they would understand your dilemma. Bear in mind, folks, this is just 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This has, I'm sure if you didn't pay your bill, that the insurance would not lapse.
Lap on you.
On you.
Yes.
For a 2 week period. So just give it some
yes.
time, and I hope that you get it sorted.
Well, I will try and pay the rest of the bills at the post office on my initial there.
Mm-hmm.
And the surgical would have to stay on to
yes.
everything go about running. Because when I am on that cross line with diabetes.
You better be careful. I think you should stay away as long as you can.
That's why I am staying out. I haven't went to send this care through, Miss
mm-hmm.
Gail.
You have anyone to assist you?
Yes, please. I'm going to pay someone that I pay to do my attention, to pick up for me and things.
Okay.
I'm not coming out. I stay incident twice a day. I'm not on that line. So I live alone
mm-hmm.
and I quarantine myself and my husband. He's time that care through calm down.
Okay.
So I will check and see if I can get the other one spare at the post office, and
mm-hmm.
I will keep the other one to that everything finished when it finished. Hopefully, that we will get it to finish the contest stop because, as people are saying, the young ones are not staying off the road. The young ones are not staying off the road. They don't have any calling on the road, and they are just up and down here. They're just mounting motorcycles. They're just riding bicycles. They just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to become in contact with nothing. So I am trying to hold my fort in Jesus' name. Thank you for your time, Miss Gail.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling. This is Dr. Brastax.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, you sound pretty good anyhow. So good to hear you.
Thank you.
Just want to make one or two comments relative to the COVID and perhaps maybe a little bit on the Chris Victor thing, right? But I think I'll start with the COVID. Mr. Carter.
Czar.
Czar.
Spelled C-Z-R. I remember when I was reading in, I think it was 2019 or 2018, I was reading about the elections in Russia and the Czar and the position the last Czar held. And that's where I learned the word.
mm-hmm.
Only 2 years ago. Yeah.
Alrighty. Right. Mm-hmm. But I tried to take that. You know, there's some amount of overreaction coming from as the authorities, the Czar included, his side, a new phenomenon of this coronavirus. So I can't blame. I'm not trying to be too heavy-handed on somebody on some of what's been happening, but I would say first though that by now there should be a policy in place where everybody on the outside should be wearing masks. That should have been in place quite a while ago.
Okay.
Everybody, once you're on your coming from leaving your home, you should wear a mask. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why up to now it is not a full policy as yet. I know it's being left to moral suasion, as it were. And so a lot of people are still not. But I'm just saying, especially when it comes to the enclosed environment.
The CDC has changed their directive on it. Initially, they were suggesting that we leave those for persons who were ill, leave the wearing of the mask for those persons so they don't spread anything. But then now there's been a change in the positioning where the virus has burgeoned and transformed into this big thing. So
I think that's
a new move now.
I think that we've been hard by that. We should have gone that route a while ago, and we would not have seen maybe half the cases that we have currently among us, you know, if we, you know, maybe a lot less if we had gone that route. So I don't know. So we need to decide for ourselves, to me. I mean, we follow some international regulations, yes, but we need to just look at the situation and decide what's best for us down this part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say it again, I repeat this thing, I said this before last week, sometime. Masks for everybody, especially once you're outside, and then things like supermarket, especially like supermarket, air conditioning environments, and masks, everything. That's one of my main calls. Now, I am saying also that I thought that when they instituted this new alphabetical thing, that it was going to be let's say from here to whatever that would be each day. It would be for a whole day, not for 3 hours basically a day, in the morning and 3 in the evening another time. I didn't think, you know, I don't understand why they keep trying to rush it down. I know that you want people to be on the inside, but people need to get their things that people need to get from the supermarket. You can't rush them to get it. I know you talk about these readers pushing, getting a list and moving on quickly. Yes, of course, but you know, there's something with supermarket you must take time and look at
and expose yourself.
You're exposed. What you come if you decide how this thing is transmitting. Are we saying it's from saliva that when you speak that you get it at that point?
It's droplets.
Speaking, coughing,
from sneezing.
Right.
And when that goes on a surface, you touch your hand touches your face.
Right. So if you have masks, you cut down.
Reduce.
By 80%, 90%, the possibility of that those droplets getting out and about to cause problems. Okay. So I am saying that rather than carrying people in some of these situations, I hope we started listening. So a day period, you could have rotated over three, four days for one day, and then give people comfortable thing to do what they have to do, and stop rushing them all the time. And this is coming through all the time. Even when I thought that this one would have been the one that they got pretty right, it seemed it's still far away from getting it right. And in addition to that, they speak about extending this thing to gas stations and all that kind of stuff. And I don't think that's necessary. You know, I just think you deal with the necessary and you watch it and you monitor it. Deal with the supermarket right now is the critical aspect.
So a gas station isn't a necessity for the people to get to the same supermarket if they're driving?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the supermarket, currently in our circumstances, the supermarket is very necessary for the average person to try to get a food. Okay? Everybody can't shop for a whole week, and there are many that have to just do it day by day. Unfortunately, that's how it is.
Yes.
And the country has to find a way to cater to those individuals who can hardly find any money to make it from the other day in the supermarket and to live. So I am saying, but the gas station aspect and the other aspects I'm hearing are not that critical. They're only incidental to the main fact, which is people need to get to the supermarket to get things. And I also was hearing about, at some point you're hearing about too many cars on the road and all that. And I haven't been on the road much, but I've seen traffic on the road, but there's no partying, there's no beach, there's no leisure going on. So any movement on the road has to be
necessary
essential travel. Movement. Mm-hmm. The essential movement to get what somebody needs.
Yeah.
And so why do you have a reaction every time? And now I'm having to look to maybe the police going to more draconian methods, perhaps before they really need it. You know, I'm saying if you do this thing in a more thought out, logical manner, you wouldn't have to jump to difficult positions that might cause the unnecessary difficulties as we go forward. And so I'm just saying to pull back a bit, take time and look at these things from the ordinary mass position, not from the high-polluted money people position. Look at it from the ordinary, right? The poor man. Look at it from his position when you're making these decisions, okay? And stop seeing it as though it's knee-jerk every time.
I think that you have a perspective which is dissimilar to two or three persons who sent me WhatsApps this morning asking about why aren't they hearing about more arrests. People are we're too easy on people. I hear you are saying that they are too hard, that we don't need these draconian measures. So I think it comes with a perspective. You are seeing one thing from your perspective, and they are seeing it from their perspective.
Yeah,
so,
but what I'm saying is that I am saying take this position because I am saying I haven't observed the need to be draconian and to go all out to do to put harsh, extra harsh measures.
But they aren't being draconian. You are saying that they are.
I'm saying they're moving towards it. I'm saying they're moving towards that method. And I'm saying that I have said there's no great need to me to put in an alphabetical arrangement with a service station and even the hardware, you know, those kind of things. But it's just maybe for the supermarket for the time being and from day to day, a full day, not half day. Stop choking up the situation.
Yeah, I would have thought that the times would have been a little longer, given how much time it takes to process
a normal full working day.
But I guess they're making suggestions.
Put on the mask. Get the mask on. Let people put their mask on, and cut down the possibility of spread. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you're going to have to might at some point and go to a more drastic way of doing things. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, but for the time being, when it's not necessary, don't jump to it.
My only response to you would be good points, but those are not poor man perspectives. Those are genuinely legitimate perspectives that persons who have money share and persons who don't have money share. Don't limit it to a perspective of a particular class, because mass, if it's going to reduce the spread, yes, that's wise. That's wisdom there. Anybody can hold that view. And extending the time so as to reduce the congestion is also another legitimate and wise perspective. So thank you for sharing your wise perspectives. And that's what I would label them as, and not a poor man perspective. Down to brass tacks.